Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for JJ Media and Online Services Technology Tips and Helps. If you have any comments or questions, email contact us at jjmediaonline.net. JJ Media brings you these tips and helps for your ministry, church, and business. We are bringing you technology helps and tips to optimize your exposure online while getting your message out is very important. Making sure it's optimized in its proper way is so much more important. You see, this is where JJ Media and Online Services LLC can help you out. We can help you rank your video and optimize the video SEO. I want to remind you to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/JJMediaOnline. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com, JJ Media LLC, and our YouTube channel, youtube.com/JJMediaOnline. Let's talk a little bit about what JJ Media actually is currently doing. We are currently trying to get questions and suggestions from those of you who are in churches in the evangelical movement and wanting you to send some questions. If you are a tech person and are looking for ways to promote your church or ministry, please send us your comments. Send them to comments@jjmediaonline.net. What we can do for you. We can create a 30 to a minute 30 whiteboard video and make it customized for your particular ministry or business. You can send your information, pictures, or even music, and we can create a sales-type promotional video for you. So you may be asking, okay, what really are you talking about? Why a video? Well, let's say your church service meets every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Why not drop a quick video clip of your church with picture, times of services, a website, email, maybe even your phone number? Put a picture of your people from the church, the pastor, a Sunday school teacher. That way, when a new person steps into your church, they will recognize someone that they saw on the video. You see, what you do and what we can do is target particular towns and niches of people for your church. And the same does go for a business, if you are a business that's interested. If you have a business, we can do the same for you. But, of course, the business price is $75 for a 30-second promo video to promote you. JJ Media is still in the process of signing contracts with businesses. Of course, we're located here in South Florida. We're signing contracts with businesses in the South Florida area. Let me talk just a minute about what we mean when we say we are going to rank a video for you. Video ranking is kind of still a little new to the business arena, so definitely new to the church arena. When you do a search in Google, when you type that, whatever you're searching in the address bar, or you go to google.com and then put it in the little bar in the middle of the page, there are specific items that come up in search, particular to the words you type in. When we rank a video, what we're doing is creating the words that relate to the video to show up in that search when someone searches for it. Example, and we asked you to go do this. go to Google search, and when you search Ponca City Bible Methodist Church, that is a specific area and a name. You will see two of our videos come up. There are more general terms that you typically can do to a video, but the more general you get, the more time it takes for it to rank that Google populates, and Google's algorithm will eventually pop the video up. You see, JJ Media and Online Services LLC has the ranking software and keyword research tools to find out what words are ranking for your particular area of focus. So, the question is, when are you going to take your church and or your business to the next level and promote your business or church through video? Remember, if you're not doing video, you're not marketing. Go to jjmediaonline.net/rankmyvideo to start. So, we will return and then jump in to more info about tech and a little bit of we're bringing you from the church world, but we're going to start out with today's tech and then go on. Thank you for joining us today. JJ Media and Online Services, and we do want to remind you, go to jjmediaonline.net/rankmyvideo if you are interested. Today we're looking at an article from foxnews.com from their tech arena, and this is actually from October 15th, 2015. It's by John Brandon, and he's speaking on or writing on tech is forcing us to redefine how we work. And I'm just going to read this article and just think about how tech has changed your life. The definition of work is starting to change. He writes, I realized this the other day when I stopped at a Starbucks for breakfast. I connected to Google Fiber and my laptop connection purred along at 100 megabytes per second. I connected my tablet and my phone as well, then ran speed tests on all three devices. No problems. Amazing. I felt a burst of energy because of the higher speeds. The connection was consistent and robust. He goes on to say that he is a big fan of technology. However, he blames technology for a problem. The internet is now running smoother and faster than ever. Our gadgets typically last all day, and we are so engulfed in what technology does. What does that mean for our normal work routine? We're developing digitally. We wake up in the morning and check email. In the office, we take out our phones and pretend to listen to other people's talk. And now they even have a term for that. It's called fubbing. In the evening, we tap into our email and check social media accounts. Instead of working during a set time period, say some offices 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, we work all day long and on weekends. We used to define work as a time period and a place. We said, I'm going to work, which meant we're going to the office or our place of employment. Now, All the free high-speed access and gadgets are making us work even more, but we're not creating a new definition of work. We're now working constantly. The benefits of technology, he writes, have led to a serious downside. He speaks of one other person he spoke to recently about this problem, Sherry Turkle. She's an MIT professor and just wrote a book claiming Reclaiming Conversations, which talks about tech obsessions. And she mentions that we have fooled ourselves into thinking we can multitask. In scientific terms, she says, that's impossible. We can really only focus on one thing at a time. So her solution, after working 15 years as a reporter, is to get more specific about our task. John goes on to bring up that, you know, it's about to change for him. He has started using an app called Smartsheet for his work projects, and he's adding more tasks, but he is keeping track of anything work-related, including his meetings and research. And he says it's starting to work, and here is why it's starting to work. He says, I see work differently. My job is to complete tasks. I resist the urge to surf mindlessly and waste time with email. I'm not as random. My phone is not a device that helps me work. It is now a device that helps me complete my tasks. I have an end goal. So, he ends with this question. Will you consider a similar strategy? Define your work by the task you complete for the day. Don't define it as, I'm on a laptop, therefore I'm working, because that leads to obsession. Also, don't define work as a time period, because it's too easy to lose track of time. It's pretty neat. It's something to think about, and I know maybe some of you aren't as involved in tech as what maybe I myself am. I love tech. It's really addictive. I love surfing online, reading, learning, watching new videos on YouTube of how to do things, and particularly in a few areas that I'm passionate about. But it is a good stop and think moment. Is tech controlling our lives? And I have to admit, to a certain extent, it is. And I want us to consider this specifically from the church area. I know the church is not as connected as the business world sometimes, but I want you to consider, how can I change my life to better the way tech has affected me? So, just a thought. We're going to take a break and hear about some of our sponsors, and we look forward to coming back and giving you a little bit more specific ideas on church tech. Today's program is brought to you by Coastal Medical and Wellness. Coastal Medical and Wellness Center in Stuart is a multidisciplinary healthcare facility specializing in bridging the gap between pain and wellness. Are you suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, disc bulge, disc herniation, facet syndrome, failed back surgery, or degenerative disc disease? Spinal decompression is a technology that relaxes the muscles and creates a negative pressure inside the disc. The team of physicians at Coastal Medical and Wellness Center in Stuart sets the highest standard for non-surgical spinal decompression as the therapy of choice for those suffering from severe back pain resulting from spinal disc injury. Our patients suffer with sciatica and stenosis, complicated by degenerative and bulging or prolapsed herniated disc in their neck and back. So, go to www.coastalmedicalandwellness.com or call them at 772-286-5277. Are you in need of a roof repair, a re-roof, or just a roof inspection? Go to roofingbyjohnjamison.com or call John at 772-263-2525. Roofing by Jamison is a family-owned and operated roofing business located in Hope Sound, Florida. With over 35 years of experience serving the Treasure Coast in South Florida, they have the skill set necessary to handle the most challenging of roof problems. The roof is a crucial system for protecting your home and its contents against the weather. Call them today for a free estimate and consultation. That's roofingbyjohnjamison.com. Call them at 772-263-2525. And we welcome you back to JJ Media and Online Services LLC Tech and Tips. And of course, we specifically specialize in the church and ministry arena, but we can also help your business out too. If you have a business, want promoted, we can do a sales video and rank your video for your particular business and your niche. Let's jump on over and speak a little bit about some technology initiatives for this upcoming new year. Specifically, I'm at Lifeway.com website and talking about church tech. And there is an article by Matt Morris. And this is specifically by Church Tech and Media. But it talks of technology initiatives to launch in the new year. And if you're like me, as you come up to the new year, you're always thinking about new things, new ways. What are we going to do? What are we going to change? What are we going to keep the same for the new year? So let's give some suggestions from this article about maybe what your church can do. Maybe you already have some of this stuff, but take a step back. How can you tweak it for the new year to help your online presence become stronger? He speaks of one thing that probably a lot of churches don't have, and it is something to reconsider. Church management software. When people come to your church and they listen to your pastor, it's the tip of the iceberg for both them and you. You give them some spiritual food for the week. They fill out an information card and provide you with a high-level information about themselves and their family. It's your job from there out to communicate with them. Tell them more about your church, get them plugged in, and hope they replicate themselves to your community. That is the important aspect of connecting in church to new visitors. I have done a lot of sales, and I've been in homes, been in the retail industry, of course, had my own businesses. And the first point of impact, the first 10 seconds in a sales is the important part. You make or break the sale in the first 10 seconds, typically. Not always, but typically. So the first time a visitor visits, that's the important part. And then the follow-up is crucial. So church management software. Does your church have management software? How about a website? Maybe your website is perfect. Chances are He writes, it's not. Is the new year a time to focus on a redesign? Make sure important information about who you are, what you believe in, when to come, where you are located are easy to find. You'd be amazed in how many church websites that he speaks of seeing that don't include an address. It's hard to expect people to come to your church when they don't know where you are. And let me emphasize this. I want to drill this home hard. You can have the most beautiful website, but it not be practical. It has, and I repeat, it has to be easy to surf. We live in a 3-click web world. If people can't get it within 3 clicks, and that now is almost including them clicking on your link to get to your website, they have to get there typically within 2 clicks or they're gone. You've got to understand this. We live in a web world now that people are not going to search all over trying to find what they want. It's got to be into 2 to 3 clicks, they're there or they're gone. So a website is a great portal. The pastor's sermons, maybe even your Sunday school classes, the information, maybe an audio welcome or a video welcome from the Sunday school teachers. It has to be interactive. Have a video on the first page welcoming them to your site. A video from the pastor, then change it from a Sunday school teacher, from one of the board members. It's imperative. It is imperative. I can't stress this enough. To have interaction. Make people feel like they already know you before they get there. And then when they show up in church, say, oh, wow, that's the one that was on the website. So I am at the right church. Okay, another aspect is online giving. I know some churches are kind of concerned about this, but one easy way, use PayPal. PayPal is what? Worldwide is the online leader for online donations. It's secure. They have if there's any problems, they take care of it. I know there's a lot of other third-party applications that you can use. PayPal is the go-to. It's what businesses use. It's what online marketers use. It's their go-to online financial transaction. And then you can always have a second one, but online is easy setup, and it just makes it so much easier. How about for your pastor, have a pastor blog? You know, as he's digging into sermons, it creates activity, and the blog creates information, and then therefore it creates awareness of your church. And of course, Google loves blogs. Social media. Does your church have a Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media accounts? At the minimum is Facebook and Twitter. But then you also have LinkedIn is becoming very crucial. Google Plus is kind of there. Things are changing with it. But here's one that is very important. Have a YouTube channel to give YouTube videos, your promotional videos, a little clip from your youth pastor saying, hey, this is going on. It is important to keep the interaction going. And here's one that probably even some businesses aren't jumping on board yet, but a mobile app. Look into it. There are ways to get mobile apps made. If you need some suggestions, we can help you out in how to connect you with different ones to do mobile apps. So here are 6 suggestions for your church or business to kind of create a higher level of online presence. And the more you promote online and become an online presence, the more your community will realize. And there's some, of course, there's some little things you can do to create the online, in the Google search. And again, if you want help, send an email to contact us at jjmediaonline.net or comments at jjmediaonline.net. And that actually is comments with an S, comments at jjmediaonline.net. So we are going to actually jump over and speak of a ministry. And I would like to kind of speak of a different style of ministry. We're talking about promoting online and creating ways for people to find out who you are and where you are. Let's kind of back up a little bit, and how about let's talk about an online directory. And this directory is actually one that has been around for multiple years. If you are in the evangelical movement, and particularly the CHM movement, you might have heard of holiness.cc. That's holiness.cc. It is a directory that you can send your, whether you have a church, a ministry, anything that you have online, or your business that you want to promote, particularly for ministries, send it to, go to holiness.cc, and at the bottom of the website, they have a place where you can submit your site, or you can modify your site. And this is an important part where you can submit your church site or your Christian business on this site to promote to the particular people you want to focus to. And I want to just give a shout out and a big thank you to those who run holiness.cc. It has been around for many, many years, and I have used it greatly over the past 12 years. I've used it a lot. But if you're in a local area looking for a church, go to churches, and it is a great tool. So submit your website to it, and help them, promote them. And there also is a church directory, and they have a online radio that with holinessmusic.com. So it's something that you ought to look into. Well, it's time for us to sign off, but we want to remind you, if you want to promote your business or church, you can do that by contacting us at contactus@jjmediaonline.net. Make sure to follow us. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/jjmediaonline. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/jjmediallc. And our YouTube channel, youtube.com/jjmediaonline. And be looking for some new things from our YouTube channel, some new videos that we're going to be doing, some new training we're going to be doing, and suggestions and helps for your local church. Thank you for tuning in today. We trust that you have a great week and a great end of year, beginning of the year. We know that when you promote God's word, He blesses, and promoting online is an easy and a simple way to spread the gospel of Christ quickly. Thanks. God bless.